The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Right. Okay. So, welcome to Start the Day of the Torah Way, Northwest London. Thursday, the 21st of May, Chof Zayin Iyar, Rabbi Aubrey Hirsch, Shabbos, and Matan Torah. So I hope all the various pieces of equipment around me are working as they should. This is a slightly unusual occurrence to be giving share from home. But I guess the advantage is that I can't get my notes at home. And yes, Hashem, we will soon see the back of this and return to the normal ways of giving this share. So I'd like to talk about the concept of Shabbos within Shavuos, and to start with the following idea. There are three areas within which we operate. More than that, we can't conceive existence. And they are time, space, and self, the idea of consciousness, the idea that I am a separate chelek and I am tefis myself, I understand myself as an individual on the level of activity of thought. And we naturally can't understand a world where there isn't time, where things don't work sequentially. We couldn't comprehend the idea of two items occupying the same space. These are things which are inherent in the way we grasp the world. And the Svarim that discuss this idea refer to them as Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. And there's a reference to this within Matan Torah, the Oshon, Olam Shon Nefesh, the Oshon that surrounds Har Sinai, and Moshe is Nigash El Harofel, and he goes through this Oshon in order to receive Torah. The Shem Mishmuel refers to this with regards to Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. So you have all of these three coming together at that one moment. The Kohen Gadol is the epitome of self, Yom Kippur in terms of time, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim in terms of space. They are the apex of these three. We also have within the Shalosh Regalim, Sukkos is the concept of space. All the dimensions that go with the Sukkah and the Anane HaKavod. Pesach is the concept of time with regards to Chometz and Matzah, with regards to the fact that the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh revolves around Pesach, and that's why there's a Havam and a Yochel Merish Chodesh, because those two are inherently linked, the concept of time. And Shavuos is the concept of self. Firstly, the Tchias HaMesim that we went through at the time, and the experience of Onoichi, which changed us forever, changed our consciousness forever. Now, with regards to this idea and Shavuos in general, so we know, Gemara tells us that Torah was given on Shabbos, because Moshe was Moisif one day Mishaloi. It's not simply the fact that Moshe added another day, that he was told 3 days and he made it 4 days. It was the fact that Moshe made Torah happen on Shabbos by adding the extra day. And this takes us back to the time of Shibud Mitzrayim. Medrash tells us, Vayar b'sivloisim, ro'o she'in lahem menucha, that Moshe understood, saw that Klal Yisrael do not have menucha in what they're doing. So he went to Paro And he said to him that if servants don't have a day off, they will die, and you, Pare, will lose out. And so Pare gave him the right to give them one day, and he chose Shabbos. And the question is, what changed within the Shibud, and in what way was Moshe the appropriate agency to bring Shabbos for Klal Yisrael at this point? Shabbos, as is well known, is a day without mitzvahs, unlike the Yom Tovim, and similar to Shavuos, there are no mitzvahs hayom, where there is nothing that gets in the way of the essence of the day itself, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, not doing, not getting involved, understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sum total of everything. The two ideas that we have to remember on Shabbos, that Shabbos is Zeichel Lemaaseh Bereishis and Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, were both occasions where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything without there being a shutfus. At the time of Bereishis, there was no one, and at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we emphasize Le'ildei Malach, Le'ildei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvedoi V'atzmoi creates those two, and therefore they relate very much to the essence of Shabbos, to what we're trying to achieve on Shabbos, which is understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the core of everything. And Shabbos is the seventh day, as has been mentioned often in the past, the Maharal and others explain everything in this physical world is six-sided, and therefore the physical world is defined by the concept, by the number of six. And when I am constructing a house, let's say, so I need to construct six sides. I need to construct the floor, the four walls, and the roof. The moment I put the last brick in that last wall, and I now have all the six sides completely built, what I also have is a house. That's the seventh dimension. Now, the house is not any of the particular walls. It's not any of the particular elements of the house. It is the tachlis towards which I labored to put the first six into existence. When I finish doing the work, I have outcome. The outcome is Shabbos. The outcome is the seventh, is tachlis. It's not a means to an end. It is the end in itself. Now, in all of creation, in all of Bria, everything is made up of Chomer and Tzura. Chomer means the raw ingredients that form the ability to make things, and Tzura is the form that those raw abilities, the raw ingredients rather, take. So for instance, you have a piece of wood. If it is planted in the ground, it can become a tree. If it is shaped in a particular way, it can become a table. In a different way, it becomes a chair. That is the tzura that is given to the chomer, that is wood. And the outer limits of chomer and tzura are seen respectively in Mitzrayim and Moshe Rabbeinu. Mitzrayim is a nation sunk in Chomrius, in the physical, in the natural world. And that's why Pare is Gematria 355, which is Gematria Shoma, something that just repeats itself. It's all part of a system. There is nothing that takes you beyond. There's nothing that takes you outside of. And it's a form of self-worship, because you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Elai. And on the other extreme of the spectrum, you have Moshe, who is Tzura. We know Moshe had 10 names, yet the account in Parashat Shmos of Moshe being given his name by which we know him, at which time he was already 3 months old, is that Kimin Hamayim Meshisihu, I drew him out of water, and that's why he was called Moshe. Now, a name reveals the essence. In fact, the Magid Meshorim says that even Avayim Azeh, when parents name a child, there is a certain element of Siyata Deshmaya that comes into being because it is the essence that is being revealed. And therefore, if Moshe is called by this name basically exclusively, that must be his essence, Kimin Hamayim Meshisihu, because water is very homry, is very physical. It has no form. Put water in a round jug, it's round. Put it in a square box, it's square. It literally takes on the shape and temporarily of wherever it is placed. It doesn't have shape, almost. And therefore, Moshe being removed from the water is because he is the antithesis of the water. He is Surah. And his purpose is to bring Surah to the world. Therefore, he will eventually bring Torah to the world because Torah gives Surah to every single item that I own, that I come across, that exists. Everything has purpose because Torah gives it, invests it with purpose. And therefore, Moshe and Mitzrayim are at opposite ends. Mitzrayim is referred to as Beis Avodim. Not simply it's a place where we were Avodim. It is a house where everyone in there is an Eved, because a slave has no ability to give form. They are ordered to do whatever they do, and therefore they are Chomer. As such, Klal Yisrael being in a shibud in Mitzrayim, to merit the Geula, Klal Yisrael need to rise above Chomrius of Mitzrayim. They need Shabbos. They need Surah, and therefore Moshe introduces Surah to them by giving them this day, which he personifies. And if we take it slightly further back, therefore, the whole initial shibud, the reason they go down to Mitzrayim in the first place, is to lose their existing surah. In other words, the surah that they had prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim was a surah that would not be able to create out of them Klal Yisrael as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. They needed a new Tzura, a Tzura that would be given to them exclusively by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the only way that could happen is if their old Tzura was removed. They needed to be a new Keli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to reform the clay, the Yad HaYetzer, so that they would become his people. And hence, in the Haftocha, the Brisbane of Tzorim, it says, it says, Yodaya Teda, Ki ger yezaracha, ve'eretz lo lohem, ve'avodum ve'inu oisem. Ger yezaracha, it will be strangers. That means they would not have identity papers. They would not have an identity. Ve'eretz lo lohem, they would not have land, they would not own land, they would not have assets, they would not own things. As we know, that an eved, kol mashakama eved, it belongs to the baal, it belongs to the owner. And va'avodum is that they would have no independence. They would not know what tomorrow brings. There's no way to plan. There is no future. These three, identity, assets, land, and independence, would be replaced by post the Shibud, post Yetzias Mitzrayim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them Torah. That would be their identity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them Eretz Yisrael. That would be their land. And therefore, the first Rashi in Bereishis is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. It's not just that he allowed them to conquer a country. It came in only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to them, and hence the whole conquest of Yericho had to be in such a way that it was outside of Teva, and it had to be that no one partook of the spoils of Yerichai. This is Kodesh. This is a place that you are coming to because it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mishulchan Gvoya Kozoch. And finally, the Avdus, Avodai Heim. We became the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, therefore, was how and why we went through Shibud Mitzrayim, and how Shabbos in Mitzrayim already serves to elevate us, to give us an element of Surah that would allow us to rise above the Shibud. Moshe represents in Bechinas Nefesh what Shabbos represented or does represent in Bechinas Zman. Moshe is Omov Mikol Odom. And Godol Mashanema, Moshe V'Aren, greater is the description of Moshe and Aaron than Avraham Avinu, the Nachnu Ma. What does it mean, Anivus?
Kol Halashon.
Anivus obviously doesn't mean that I think I am incapable of achieving anything. It means that I don't get in the way. All of my abilities are there to be used as a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to come into the world. And the more of an olav a person is, the less shadow they cast, and the more they are standing literally under the midday sun. They are just allowing the light to filter through, and they are not in any way an obstruction. And hence his nevuah was Aspaklaria Hameira. And therefore, he is the greatest Novi, because he is a kli that can be filled with Dvar Hashem without any of his own aspects, his own personality, so to speak, getting in the way. And therefore, we are told that in the Torah, when it says Avram, Avram, or Yaakov, Yaakov, Siktama, there is a line between the two Avrams, whereas Moshe, Moshe, there is not. There is no gap. When we describe Moshe at the Sherish Neshama, at his origin, between that, and when we describe Moshe's Neshama when it's in his guf, there's no psik tama, it is singular. There is no obstruction whatsoever. And similarly, when Adam HaRishon sinned, so the Oyer that existed was turned, Oyer with an Aleph, was turned into Oyer with an Ayin, Kosmos Oyer, and they wore clothing. So the light was diminished through the physicality of sin, through the fact that my own self infringed on Gan Eden and on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Moshe, it says, Koran Oyer Ponov, even the Ayin of the Oyer Ponov that he had, it shone with that original oyer of an aleph. He reversed that which Adam HaRishon had brought into being uniquely. And therefore, besides for being the conduit for bringing Shabbos into being, which is Tzura, he is also the conduit for bringing Torah into being. Not just the Emtsoim, the means to an end almost of mitzvahs, but even the Shefa of Torah itself, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. And Shabbos is seven, and Matan Torah is seven times seven. That's the Madrigus that Klal Yisrael as a whole, but Moshe in particular, goes through, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, that HaShreyu Me'at Me'elikim, he was on the 49th level at the time that he brought Torah to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we find in davening, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelkoi, ki eved nemon karosalei. As we know, each of the three silos on Shabbos, or Shachris Mincha and Maariv, or Maariv Shachris and Mincha, highlight a different facet of Shabbos. Friday night is the Shabbos of creation. Shabbos day is the Shabbos of Matan Torah because it took place during the day. And Shabbos Mincha is the future Shabbos of Mashiach. So here, Shabbos Shachris, we're told, Yismach Moshe. Why should Moshe rejoice? Ki Eved Nemos, normally we translate this, Ki'eved Neman Karasala, he was faithful in that Shnei Luchais Avonim Hurid Biyodai, he brought down the Luchais as instructed. Actually, it goes beyond that. Yislach Moshe v'matnas chelkoi, the reason he should rejoice is ki eved nemon karos aloi, because he was an eved. He was the absolute eved nemon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was not there as an independent existence. He existed purely to be the eved nemon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself is the reason Yislach Moshe. Umemela Klil Tiferes and Shnei Luchis Avonim, because he was able uniquely to do that. And therefore, Shabbos is something which is me'al or me'ever the physicality of this world, and it is described as me'ein olam haba. It is me'ein olam haba. Moshe becomes ish ha'elokim, beyond the physical. And the midbar in which the Torah was given is chutz min hayishuv. It's outside of the place where habitation exists. It's not a place of growth. It's also not a place of distraction because there's nothing else happening there at all. In fact, even the kedusha of Har Sinai disappeared after Moshe comes down. Right? They weren't allowed to approach the mountain. They weren't allowed to touch it. For sure not to go up on it, but as soon as it's over, as soon as Torah has been given and Moshe comes back down, there is no permanent to the Kedusha. It doesn't become a thing in and of itself. It's just a conduit. It's a pipeline through which we receive the undiluted word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly into our consciousness. Now, The surah that is brought into the world through Moshe, when Moshe brings Torah to us, I mentioned it gives purpose to everything in the world. So we are aware of the minhag to stay awake through Shavuos night. Why? So there's a medrash that says that the sleep on Shavuos of Atzeres is sweet, and that when Klal Yisrael slept through that night prior to the giving of Torah, no insect disturbed them, and in the morning, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to awake them. Very difficult medrash to understand. Firstly, what do we mean that all of Klal Yisrael were asleep? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah, none of Klal Yisrael were so excited that they were awake, although they couldn't sleep the night before. No one. And the idea of the night being the slumber of the night being described as sweet rather than as intoxicating would imply that there's something positive there. And what is the pshat that the insects did not disturb them, did not bite them? That would imply that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to have created a nace for them, that the sleep that they went through was good. But we are seeing it generally in a negative way. So what we have to understand is as follows. Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, and they prepare for Matan Torah for 7 weeks. And during those 7 weeks, they are going up Olev and Madrega one after the other. They now find themselves the night before Matan Torah. How are they best going to achieve the last timing, the last bit of time that they have left? How are they best going to put it to use that last night? So if you look through the Zohar in particular, but in many places, the Zohar describes the hecholos, whatever that means, that the neshama enters, the understanding that the neshama can achieve during sleep, that it goes through places and is masig and mavin concept during sleep. Why? So the Balatani explains that the neshama at that time is not weighed down by the goof. And therefore, people who are shakua in Torah can go to sleep with a question in Torah and arise in the morning with the answer, because then the shama was imbued with this pure ruchnius in shamayim. And therefore, we say in the morning, the kind of shama shenasata bi, ata osid little menich, lach zero bi, because the neshama element is not present while we are asleep within us. And there is obviously a level of nefesh that is still there, the life force that still is present within. But the neshama is unencumbered by physicality. And therefore, Klal Yisrael felt that if they go to sleep the night before Matan Torah, as a calculated, as a cheshbon that they made, they would, as a result, be able to achieve heights which would be the perfect preparation for Torah, and hence the sleep is described as sweet, and hence HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the insects not to disturb them, because they did what they did in order to achieve even greater levels of Torah. But it wasn't the ideal and appropriate preparation, because, as we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, when Moshe argues with the Malachim in order to take Torah, when they protested, so Moshe says, Maksiv bei, right? It's got Kibud Av Va'Em, it's got the Sirtzach, it's got the Sinof, all the instructions that are given to a Bosar Vadam, to which, as Moshe pointed out to the Malachim, they are not Shayach. They don't have a physical surrounding. They don't live in this Olam HaGashmi, and therefore the Torah isn't appropriate to them. What Moshe was saying was that the ideal expression of Torah is where I use the guf and the neshama together, and I elevate the guf. I don't separate from the guf. I don't spend my life in sleep, in just focusing on the neshama to the exclusion of the guf. I use the guf as a keli for the neshama, and kedusha, therefore, is to elevate the world around. And hence, at the time the world was created in Bereishis, it says, Vayhi erev vayhi voike yoim ha-shishi, vayhei ha-yediya, because even though the world was created 2,500 years before Matan Torah, the world held, the whole of creation held its collective breath until Klal Yisrael accepted Torah, and only then would the world be permanent. Only then would the world have its ability to properly exist, because the Torah, the acceptance of the Torah of Klal Yisrael, would give meaning, would give purpose to all of the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis that had originally been put into place. But until then, the foundations were shaky, because it's Yitochen. If Klal Yisrael would have said no, then the whole world would have reverted to Toyu Vavoyu. And therefore, we need the body, we need the physical, in order to give a real ability for the neshama to flourish. And hence, even though obviously to achieve things during sleep, which we are required to have, the person makes sure they're not going to sleep 3 days, it is a milah hatchila, a shvur that is unworkable, because the person needs sleep, and therefore we will be able to achieve these elements. But that's not what the essence of Torah is for. It is to give surah to all of the chomer of the world. One last idea is that the concept of Shabbos follows all the way through Pesach, Sfiras Omer, and Shavuos. We know that in Parshas Emor, the beginning of Sfira is Mochras HaShabbos, Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas, and therefore, this whole counting is bracketed by Shabbos. Pesach is referred to as Shabbos, and Shavuos is referred to as Shabbos. In Mochrat HaShabbos, as till the end of the Shabbos HaShavuos, is the seventh week. Shabbos is indestructible. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaimah. Even Yom Tov does not push it aside. And Shabbos precedes our existence. It was there before we had the ability to choose and to do. And therefore, Pesach, the first Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Shabbos, because it, so to speak, preceded us. It wasn't that we were carrying out Torah Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. But if we go through those 7 weeks of counting, we prepare ourselves and we elevate ourselves, then we get to a Shabbos at the end that we are able to access. It is a completely different Shabbos that happens at the end of Sfira to the Nimor Shabbos at the beginning of Sfira. It is a Shabbos that comes through our input. And the posuk in She'er Shirim, Moshcheni, Acharecha Narutza, Hevi'ani Melech Hadarov, describes these three stages. Moshcheni HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that pulled me. Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the work. Acharecha Narutza, we will put in the effort. We will make things happen. And in the end, Hevi'ani Melech Hadarov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings me to that Shabbos. But it's a Shabbos that I have now earned. It's a Shabbos that I have now experienced. I wish you all a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov in the week to come.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.